Almost 60% of young people in the U.S. who are experiencing homelessness have lived in foster care or have been part of the juvenile detention system and were in some cases exposed to persistent domestic violence or abuse. As part of our explanatory journalism project on youth homelessness across the region called Young, Unhoused, and Unseen, Vicky Diaz-Camacho has more. And note, this story contains topics of sexual abuse and domestic violence.
Micaiah is a 17-year-old who wants to be a nurse. Raised in Southwest Philly, Micaiah said she experienced a lot. Gun violence, friends dying, then there was her family life.
I got sexually abused from I was 7 to 13.
Micaiah's mom fled domestic abuse, moving the family from house to house.
Us, we was homeless.
Micaiah is among the 6,082 students in Philly's school district identified as homeless. Children cycle through public systems often because of family violence, the leading cause of youth homelessness. Numerous studies, including a report from Philadelphia-based Nemours Children's Health, connect those dots. But systems meant to support are often disconnected, advocates say. This puts educators, social workers, and counselors in tricky situations. Systems splinter, and young people such as Micaiah fall through the cracks. Although Micaiah's family found temporary homes, she often felt unsafe and ran away. She entered the foster care system and eventually wound up with her grandparents, or what is called kinship care. Nate Lomax wasn't that lucky. As a child,
I grew up messed up. Drunken dad, abused mom.
He left home to escape the violence and abuse and took to Philly streets, but he entered another harsh cycle.
Got locked up, came home. Locked up again, came home.
After years of bouncing through detention centers, living on streets and trains, Lomax has finally found housing. Like Micaiah, he wishes there was more support and resources when he was at his lowest. Associate Director at Valley Youth House, Alyssa Weinfurtner, says increased funding for prevention and crisis response programs could serve as a safety net for folks such as Lomax and Micaiah.
We need to have the full spectrum. So really like prevention programs all the way to like long-term permanent supportive housing, because some people need that.
Today, Micaiah's sights are set on getting her degree and...
In a perfect world, I would be doing, I would be giving back to the youth that really need help.
For more on Micaiah's story and youth homelessness, visit whyy.org. Vicky Diaz-Camacho, WHYY News.